First of all, we all know that definitely the threat of ADF is still in existence, and we have been only hitting them hard in the DRC to make sure that the main body of ADF is completely destroyed, as our intelligence and other small forces look out for these splinter groups that keep coming in and out of the country. So this is the same thing under one of the commanders called Abu Akasi, with his other commanders who sat and again made an attempt to send one of the commanders we are hunting for in Uganda to come and cause the mayhem, as he had sent the likes of Njovu and Kamusi, those who we killed, and Njovu who we captured the other time. So this time around, he sends one more commander with a few other fighters whom we are tracing to come and cause mayhem. And it was incumbent upon us to inform Ugandans so that anybody who comes across these ADF terrorists or anybody who identifies people he does not understand, he informs us. So basically, it is putting our population on alert so that they don't simply sit and watch and go about their business as usual when we have an existing threat.
Yes, and especially given the ADF record in carrying out terrorist attacks in Uganda, how soon do you intend to apprehend these so-called rebels?
What we have done is to make sure that all our security agents and security forces are on alert, and of course, we are adding on the bigger part of the intelligence network of the population. We may not tell when this will happen, but what I can assure the world, or I can assure Uganda, is that with our capacity, anybody who crosses into Uganda, it is a matter of time before we get him.
UPDF started an operation in DR Congo around 2021. How far have that operation gone? Because this, we still see ADF managing to infiltrate once in a while and causing havoc.
The operation in DRC has been one of the most ever successful operations we have done against the ADF. Remember, they were in DRC 20 years ago. They had grown food crops. They had almost created their own territory, recruiting, coordinating, mobilizing international, and so on and so forth. But as we talk, the four sectors that parceled out with the collaboration and coordination of the DRC forces, the FRDC, we managed to, so far, clear of ADF three of the sectors. And that is the sector of Rwenzori, Irumu, the sector of Mwalika Valley, and now we are in the sector of Kamanda, which is about 146 kilometers inside the DRC. And this is where most of these ADF elements that were hit and scattered had gathered, including some of their bosses. So this is where now we are, and we are giving them hard time. And that's why they are trying to make these diversionary engagements by coming into Uganda, trying to cause mayhem here and there, but we shall still deal with them. Once the main thrust is done in the Congo, it will be a matter of time before they are history.